טוב, חברים יקרים, קבוצות ישראל והעולם.
Good evening, dear friends, groups of Israel and the world kli. We have a connecting, exciting and rejoicing evening before us.
And to start it, what fun, what excitement. And to start it, we are waiting for you to fill out the circles. Wonderful. Now we'll give them some.
Let's go. החברים קודם האהבת אהבת החברים קודם באהבת אהבת החברים ואז מגיע אהבת אהבת אלוהים היינו בגלות מאהבת המלך על מנת לגלות אהבת חברים הגיע הזמן לחזור למלכותו האינסופי לתת לו ליבנו כאיש אחד קודם באהבת אהבת החברים קודם באהבת אהבת החברים קודם באהבת אהבת החברים ואז מגיע אהבת אהבת אלוהים נברך את האור נברך את החושך נברך את הטוב נברך את הרע הכל בא ממנו הכל מברכה אין עוד מלבדו הטוב והמתי קודם באהבת אהבת החברים קודם באהבת אהבת החברים
איך היא קודם
קודם באהבת אהבת החברים ואז מגיע אהבת אהבת אלוקים
1 2 3 4 1 2 2 la 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la
אבל נו די כדי להעלות
Friends, dear friends, Unity Evening, the Israeli Kli. Yeah. We're all in annulment before this unity.
What excitement and how fun it is here to be together in one goal, to bring our hearts closer together and to unite our Kli. And as we know, everything is in the preparation. Amazing preparation has been occurring for this evening. All the groups of Israel were recruited in cooperation with Petah Tikva and the World Kli. Truly one body. Yes, yes. Completely. Truly one body and all of its organs, hand, foot, and mostly heart, work together to enable this evening to be real.
Very true, very true. All the groups connected to prepare together this exciting evening. We've gathered all your wonderful ideas and we created an evening which is completely ours. Our friends, men and women, worked day and night in translations, in preparing gifts and blessings of the World Kli, production, content, and more and more and more. Let's have a small action together, please. Anyone who knows people in his group who took part in the production of this evening, in any way, shape, or form, please get up.
Come on, translations, production.
It's gotta be everyone, guys. It's gotta be everyone. If you have someone in your group that did something for this evening, please get up. Tell me, where else will you find such common doing, such common action above time and space, above all the differences, in one goal to give contentment to the Creator?
Together and it will happen. The World Kli is with us throughout the whole way, wrapping us, embracing us, and strengthening us. We're supposed to see them on the screen. Where is the World Kli? Show us the World Kli on the screens. Here they are: Orlando, New York, Vienna, Krasnoyarsk. Let's wave to them. Show them your love. Come on, let's show them our love.
Those wonderful friends of ours around the world are with us above time and space. They are complete partners to the work tonight. They are sending their blessings. Let's watch a clip they prepared to us with great exertion and great love.
Israel for me is
a special kind of a gateway that leads people to discovering something very unique and above the normal connection that we have with other people. And this is what we need to discover.
Israel para mí significa...
Israel for me is a nation that's capable of being an example of love and connection for the rest of humanity.
That's leading us to meeting the Creator.
Israel is that inner point of connection where all of us exist endlessly.
Israel is a special place that exists in my mind and my heart, where the feeling of mutual guarantee dwells.
A gate to spirituality.
I think it's a land where people live happily, loving each other, caring for one another. There are people who know what the Creator that is good, that does good for all.
Connection towards the Creator.
Israel для меня это радость.
Israel for me is joy.
So from Toronto, we love Israel.
Israel es un pueblo entre los pueblos.
Israel is one of those nations, men and women of all times, of all places, of all cultures, and beyond religions, with a goal to find the meaning of life. With love for the Creator and love for the created beings, with one line and one desire, Yashar Kel, to the Creator.
Out of crisis.
If you've been there or not, you have this desire to have Israel. in you.
It's you, it's me, it's everybody that has a point in the heart.
Israel, whew.
The purpose of Israel is to unite the whole world to one family.
One who efforts during his lifetime chooses each time a better environment and is worthy for praise and reward, not due to his thoughts or his good deeds, who come to him necessarily without his choice, but due to his exertion in acquiring a better environment, a good environment that brings him to the thoughts and these deeds. And this is what Rabbi Yoshua ben Parbachia said: make for yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. Baal Sulam, the freedom.
So friends, you remember when you walked in here, the friends put a colorful sticker, colored sticker on your clothes, and they give you a task: buy a friend.
We want to give each person here an opportunity to be impressing everyone. So if you look right now, Dudi is there and Ruya Koka, you see they're putting their hands up right now. They're holding microphones and they want you to turn to come to them, to address them and give us all an impression from the meeting that you had to get to know a new friend. Come on, who wants to share that excitement with us? Here, this is our opportunity. Come on, friends. Let's open our hearts. Here, also, Itai is there. Here, please.
Hello, World Kli. Dear friends, I'm really impressed to come and see all the parts of my soul here. And I was really moved. I'm in Kabbalah for many, 13 years maybe. The first time that I truly, absolutely moved. And I feel you are my soul. We'll discover the Creator together, here and now.
Wait, thank you. What's your name? Kochava, did you meet someone new today? Yes, tell us about it.
I met someone. We came from Haifa. She told me, what do you think about Kabbalah? I just came out of the bathroom. I said, wait a second, let me just wash my hands. But I told her that truly I came because the Creator brought me here by the ear.
Thank you very much to Kochava. Here, please. Hello, friends. I'm from Be'er Sheva, and I was supposed to represent the group in this matter. We are those who raised this role, this task.
The Be'er Sheva group organized this task, gave us this gift.
Chaim to the Be'er Sheva group. When I got this mission, I knew that I was the most unsuitable person for this duty, but when I started to do it, I understand that it's the greatest gift I've ever received in this evening. I met a friend from Nahariya. I met a friend from Petah Tikva, and then from Carmiel, and a few other friends from Nahariya. We start to feel that it's like a wedding, like a ball, like, I don't know, each shared the greatness of the Creator, and it's just a gift. Thank you.
Good evening, dear friends. Apropos the words from Be'er Sheva, a woman came to me from Be'er Sheva also with a green sticker. Her name is Edith. And she told me that her friend wanted to come to the first meeting. She wasn't sure, but now she's 9 years already there. I'm happy to know her. I'm from Carmiel. How could I get to know her if I'm from Carmiel? She's from Be'er Sheva. Only here.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Here, another last one here. It's good that Dudu's holding me here. We got this task when we entered, and when you get a task, you have to carry it out. It's maybe one of the only places where it's difficult to find a person alone. It's like I start to walk around and look for someone that I won't bother, and everyone's in discussions, and everyone's in conversations, each is with the other, until I found someone on duty. By the way, I'm from Zichron. My name is Arkady. So I found David, and I heard his story, how he came to the wisdom of Kabbalah. A story that was fascinating. He truly left me with my mouth wide open, how he came to the lessons and how he came here on a service taxi, and how he was traveling on these taxis, and he started, I think, 20 years ago in 96. And in short, he kept me absolutely in wonderment, and it's truly worthwhile to meet friends, hear their stories, and it raises you to another degree upwards.
Thank you, the Zichron Group.
Thank you. Amazing. What amazement is to have connection between two. Tell me, what do you think about connection between more than 1,000 people?
Well, I think something very special can be here. Let's do this something. Dor, can you come to the stage? Aviu. Okay. So we have Dor and Aviu.
Applause.
Let's do something together.
Why? It's so moving.
Okay, to be able to continue from this moment where we learn that everything is the environment, and here we are in the moment of truth. This is the environment we're in, and it's influencing us. So we want to take it a step further.
Okay,
we'll sing the chorus.
Okay, hang on. So we know this song and we can sing the chorus wonderfully, but we want to add here an act which I'm sure some of us already know.
We're going to clap together with the chorus. But the claps, the applause are going to be special.
We're going to applaud for every consonant of every word.
Let's do it together. It's very simple. Two hands.
Wait, for example, in the word Korim, there are two consonants. And we start. Syllables. Okay, we understand.
Okay.
Now we really need to be precise with that clap with the words in the syllables. Okay, we got it?
Okay, so here's what we're going to do now. Something we haven't never done before. We're going to sing the song. There's going to be lyrics, perhaps. There's going to be lyrics. We're singing the song. As usual, we're happy, we sing, we connect, we embrace. And when we come to the chorus, we only clap and we sing in our hearts. Okay? We want to come to a feeling, a common feeling, that we would hear the song, the chorus, through the claps.
We want to come to a state where we feel one another, that we don't need to hear the words now to be connected. Only through the feeling and the beat that we will all sing in our hearts, we will be connected through our applause.
We're going to give you a sign and only clapping during the chorus.
אם אתה מקשיב את הפסל כבר מרכיב והמילים חודרות עמוק בפנים וזה כבר בלב משמחה ומכיר יוצא למסלום
מוכנים? 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 מוכנים?
They ready?
שרים בלב.
Sing in your heart.
Woo! Lay, 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 lay. אתה מרגיש מעצמך לצאת והניצוץ בך כבר מעוטט נחלים וחזורמים של אהבה בעורקים פתאום השחר מתעורר
מוכנים?
Ready?
לחיים!
לחיים!
Thank you to our dear friends Dor Metzionim and Aviu Metzler. And we just wanted to tell you that we said something incorrect. There are no 1,000 people here. There is over 1,500 people here. Thank you everyone who came.
מטופל גימל 14
patient גימל 13
yes welcome
hello doctor good evening how are you
what's the name
kelly
family
israeli
interesting Yes, Kelly, what's up?
In truth, in general, I'm feeling the last period. Wow. It hurts.
Don't stress out. Let me check it.
Hey. Doctor, be careful.
Okay. I need to lift your arm.
That's it. You see, that's it. It's happening to me all the time.
Okay, you have common affulitatus.
What is that, doctor?
It's a pretty phenomenon, a pretty common phenomenon to the organs of the north. It can spread to your Tiberius, but it's very common. Tell me, what's on this side? What do you feel?
It feels like it's projecting to there. It's radiating.
Exactly.
Sometimes also feels
it spreads, and it needs a treatment, my dear friend.
What is it? Is it fatal?
No, it's not terminal. Let's not.
Is it terminal?
Ahead of ourselves. Look, it's a kind of inflammation. It's a lack of connectitus. Just take what I'm giving you, and you'll be fine. Just fine. Don't have nothing to worry about.
I was pressured. I thought it was.
I understand. You don't have to be lightheaded about it, but.
Hi, doctor.
I had a feeling that something was up with the organs of the center.
Yes, it hurts, doctor.
Why? One second. Let me just check you. Don't move. 1 minute.
Oi. Stand up. What is it, doctor?
I had a feeling.
What?
You have advanced Hadera. Advanced Hadera usually happens in the areas of the center. Sometimes it affects you in Netanya region, but it's solvable. It's not the end of the world.
What does that mean exactly? I don't understand. I'm trying to understand. I'm not succeeding.
It's an expression of your the buttocks.
What?
What? Each one of your inner organs thinks of their own butt. That's really what's...
Okay.
Pressure and a feeling.
Yes, I feel that.
And it can spread, so it can on time.
Is it terminal?
No, it's not terminal. Of course, if you don't take care of it,
I'll take care of it. I'll do whatever you tell me. I'll eat. I'll do whatever you say. That's what I came here for.
Thankfully, medicine has found solutions for it.
Oh, thank God.
You have to consume them, yeah? You have to take them. Don't come complaining to me later.
Yes, yes, for sure. Well,
what happened?
My foot.
You seem happy.
No, no. I had a muscle that was tight for 2 months. I feel like it just freed up on its own. What's going on, doctor?
I think it's the elatus region.
Up here in the front. Here. Yes, yes, here.
Don't move. Don't move. Yeah, just what I thought. Very good. There's just connection between the elatus and the aravatus. There was some friction. There was a problem. The molecules, the metabolism, was something was stuck. And then once it all kind of merged, do you feel this current of heat?
Yes. Yeah? How did you know? I feel the flowing and the warmth.
The aravatus, yeah, your state is excellent. Listen, your southern organs are really doing well, but the center and the north, it's not that great. We'll take care of it, God willing, and for his sake.
Doctor, I have for you to explain to me. I don't understand the thing with the... What is north, south? I understand that my foot is down there, but what's the story with that?
Yeah, it's a complex topic. Listen. You can say that all those inner feelings that you have inside, the physical feelings, is an expression, really, just an expression of those outer events that are happening to you. Meaning, if there are northern, central, southern regions outside of you with people and relationships, so everything that happens there on the outside,
yes,
influences directly on your physical, biological state.
Really?
That's how it happens. That's nature.
Well, it's amazing. I didn't know that at all.
Me too. When I came to medicine.
Wonderful. So what do we do?
Well, there's a treatment. Don't worry. You just have to take it.
Whatever you tell me, I'll take. Anything. I'm very organized, and I came specifically for this because I can't even sleep, doctor. It hurts me when I'm sleeping. I must have the medicine.
Morning, noon, and evening, Zoom. 3 times a day. You have to take it. You have to be very precise.
Is it something you swallow?
Lesson has to be daily until you complete it. Don't stop. You have to finish the complete measure.
The whole quota.
And most important, before every action, a lot.
How much is a lot?
Even half an hour, even 1 minute before, but intention.
Before okay.
Start, make the intention, then the action.
And then? And I should be meticulous about that.
And one more thing, important thing. It's a miracle. You have to workshops. You have to consume as many workshops as you can.
Okay, workshops all the time. I'll do workshops all the time.
It'll just pick you up, lift you. Go for it.
But how long will this take?
No, a few weeks, but be persistent.
What a few weeks? I'm not sleeping at night, doctor. Listen, I need a medicine. I need a solution now. I'm going home to sleep. Give me something. I want something that now will work, a medicine that will, for now, not in another week or two.
Okay, listen. I have something for you. Strong, but it's a boost, right?
I'm built for it.
For it?
Yeah, I'll try. What do I have a choice?
You can start it now.
How?
This workshop. You just need to organize all your organs. There's just complete disconnection. Do it now. Now. Start.
Well, what? I should arrange my organs? My limbs?
Yeah. Make the connection there. Something would work down there. How, God
like
damn it.
This? Like it?
No.
What is it? An operation? What do I mean? An operation?
No.
I don't have surgery. I had a surgery a year ago.
No, I explained to you everything that happens here before you, on the north, center, and south. Connect them, and everything will work out. Just do it. Ask them a question. Start connecting them. Give them a workshop. All those dwindled organs,
doctor. I don't know them.
What does that have to do with anything? Ask them a question.
What do I ask them? What do I ask them?
Be creative. Something from the heart. Ask something.
Like that from the heart?
Just get it out of you.
From the heart?
Yeah.
Okay, I have it. What is the Keli, the Israeli Keli for me?
Nice.
Did you get it?
Go for it. Ask, what did you say? A workshop question. Oh. What is the Israeli Kli for me?
Okay. Workshop question. What is the Israeli Kli for me?
Fantastic. Come next week for follow-up. And listen, I think something is cooking in your pelvis.
Excellent. Friends, you have to help me. This is malignant. We have to have connection right now. Right now, friends. Right now. Workshop question. What is the Israeli kli for me? Come on.
Okay, the Israeli kli for me is the parts of the soul. Anything that I ever dreamt of, and in 1 minute it appears.
The Israeli kli is truly the heart of the whole soul of Adam Arishon, of the whole world kli. It's the center, it's the place from which everything emerges, it's the place to which everything comes to. And we now, these moments, I truly feel that we are building its foundations.
For me, the Israeli kli is something that I dream about day and night, and I go to sleep with it, I wake up with it, and I'm so happy that we're all connected. It's simply a dream. L'chaim.
Yes, the Israeli kli for me is to know myself. At last, I feel all the parts of my body that are dwindling. Although it hurts there and here, here and there, but I at least feel it.
Ah, the kli, the Israeli kli for me. It's the anchor. It's my safety net. My environment. Parts of my soul. I feel it in all my body. All everyone here. The parts of the one soul.
The Israeli kli is the kli that is dispersed all around the globe. Warriors with a vision, a task, a role, a gift. It's something that is the most special thing that could be in the life of each and every one of us.
Source of all sources, the head of the patsuf, the osh. Each one is a candy, pure gold. Beloved brothers.
Yes, it's like brothers towards which you can pray, towards which you can exert. The Israeli kli is something that you can love and connect. You can effort for. It's the place where we develop spiritually.
Israeli kli is a gift that you're given. It has many, many wrappers, all kinds, all colors. And in the end, what else do you need? Nothing, just to enjoy the path.
You can feel it each time this kli meets. These meetings are, each time it's like a special magic, it's like a miracle, there's a connection, there's some joy that is special and unique that remains with you for so long afterwards. It's truly something in the heart that finds some internal point that you can't, it can't be taken away from you, that feeling.
Every time I meet the Israeli kli, it doesn't matter where they are in Israel, where they come from, what they do, it always warms my heart. I feel an exalted feeling to meet these dear friends that hold all of us here.
The belonging to the Israeli kli is a family that gives me this privilege to be written in the ID card of the Creator.
The Israeli kli, just the feeling I get by saying the world, the Israeli kli. It's our obligation to have a covenant right here, but the feeling that we have here, but something that's happening here that they didn't invent the words for just yet. It's happening now, and it's called the Israeli kli.
It's family. a family with an intention.
A deep intention to give contentment to the one who brought us here, the one who united us here. It's a Kli that knows why we came here and how we're going to realize our life on this land, in this space, in this amazing evening. As a friend said before, here and now.
News of the Israeli Kli from Bibi News. Good evening, Aryeh.
Good evening, Iran.
And this evening, the Israeli Kli.
After 9 months, a birth in the Netanya group. The friends of the group, in amazing collaboration with the Points in the Heart, have worked days and nights, renovated, designed, and branded their home anew with their own hands. Anyone who walks in there feels a spirit of growth and self-realization, a feeling of belonging and pride for a successful and quality business.
And of course, everything has a warm, homely atmosphere, and this is the beginning that's going to wash all the Kabbalah homes all over from north to south. L'chaim Netanya.
Secret information that came to us reveals that the friend from the Point in the Heart didn't even know about the existence of the hours 3, 4, and 5 a.m. on the clock. But from the end of the renovation, they wake up naturally every morning and show up to the morning lesson.
Yes, and from one building to another on the same thing. So also Galil, the Western Galil entered their new home, and Aviv is looking for a home, so we'll be together with those groups with our intentions.
And in our lost and found corner, a Point in the Heart was found. It will be given to the owner according to identifying signs.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Ja, so in Revadim?
Since the month of June, the group of the women of Avadim, together with Brigitta from Berlin, connected into one entity in an awe-inspiring virtuality that includes the virtual tent of Germany and Australia.
And Austria, it's close. Austria. It's close. And they swapped up to them also the virtual group from the south of Israel, the Point in the Heart from Germany, and all those people above the culture and language, and they're connecting everyone with the wisdom of Kabbalah and connecting stronger with the world Kli.
And a message, a breaking news that came right now. We just got a message that thanks to the connections that were formed between the women in those groups, the friends from Germany will come to the World Kabbalah Convention and will stay with the group of Revadim.
And as we know, all over the country, dozens of campuses were opened like mushrooms after the rain, and the big innovation is the cooperation and support between the groups in an unbelievable way.
From Rishon, they're going to Carmiel to introductory evenings and supporting Ashkelon in dissemination and registration, and more beautiful examples for Arvut in the Israeli Kli.
And after the last campaign, we're going to move to the article of Or Enoch about the next thing in dissemination.
About a year ago, we heard Rav. We hear him a long time. We heard him say for so many years, disseminate online. Right. So we opened.
A certain common force of friends from all over the country came. They're coming to learn how to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah on the internet. We're doing workshops. We're starting with intentions. A friend will just feel joy and confidence before he goes to dissemination.
We simply teach from the first stage, what is Facebook. Each and every friend could take a message from the wisdom of Kabbalah and disseminate it on other networks. And we have a hope and a mission that every Point in the Heart that exists today on the other side of the screen, we will be able to get to it and disseminate the message in our language, the language of people.
And on the other hand, we saw that there are friends that already want to take the next degree and a more quantitative way to advance. And for that, we opened a new thing, a course called network advertisers. On the bottom of the screen,
and we invite you warmly. This is our job, to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah to the general public, and the general public is waiting for you, only for you. So come. And we're in the middle of an article.
I'm doing a post for the big convention. What do you mean what I'm doing?
The work of righteous people never ends. Come, we disseminate.
The big Congress 2019 starts on the network.
Now. Thank you for being with us and have a wonderful connecting evening.